Welcome to Local SEO Today. On this podcast, John Fong interviews business professionals and entrepreneurs in many fields to uncover challenges and successes in business ownership. Our goal is to provide you with insights into the entrepreneurship journey and give you tips and advice from real experience. Brought to you by Local SEO Search, based in Toronto, Canada.
Joining me today is Chris Brenkin. He's the Chief Marketing Officer at On The Map, a digital marketing agency, and the co-founder of Web Voice, a digital marketing company that offers web development, mobile app, and online advertising services. Ever since Chris built his first website, he knew digital tech and tech was his calling. And today he manages digital marketing campaigns and focuses on inbound lead gen, SEO improvements, and rapid growth. Thanks for being here today, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so it's great to talk to someone that's been in it for a lot longer than myself. So I've started this agency 7 years ago. How long have you started in this career?
So, like, you mentioned the two companies. So the company I started, that was started actually 11 years ago with a business partner of mine, Caspers Milbergs. He was in where I'm actually originally from, Riga, Latvia. I came to college here in the U.S. playing basketball.
Oh, wow.
My wife got married. And in the process, it's kind of like trying to find my right place. And I was during Christmas break in Latvia. And then he's a family friend at the time. And I see him on a computer, like moving pictures around. And I think it was like a lingerie website, even more. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I build websites. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. Like, totally new term. So I kind of started pondering on the topic. And then, like a week later, I told him, like, look, I'm going back to States. You're in Latvia. You have this amazing skill. Why don't we somehow connect? And, maybe we can do some business together. And, he's a great family friend, and I knew him for a long time already. He's like, yeah, let's do it. So he built a website. I started the LLC here in States, and didn't know really much about the industry itself. I had a bachelor's in psychology, so it's kind of applicable in a lot of ways. So, he was just helping me figure out certain things, but overall, I was just going out and trying to sell websites, really started kind of from the sales perspective from day one, but in a process, just learning everything, what it consists of, how the sites are structured, what is design, what is development, what is deployment. So, year one, horrible. Year two, a little bit better, some incremental cash flow, but it was definitely a journey. But that's like 11 years ago. Fun fact, for you, that was the time when building a responsive website was huge. You were like, I would actually sell people and say, hey, you actually need mobile responsive website. So it wasn't a time when the sites were responsive. Responsiveness was just evolving at that time. So you would actually build an old school kind of like two versions. Remember the subdomains, mobile or m dot. Like that now would be, it's not even considered a tactic anymore. But anyways, kind of fast forward 5 years, we're kind of building our clientele, kind of getting further into things. But we both had a feeling that we need to expand and get into like a bigger market or kind of bigger process. And I think that was like 6 years ago, I joined On The Map Marketing as a website project manager, came in, brought in Caspers, and we changed processes around on how they were doing certain things web development wise, because they had like really high demand for the sites, but their execution wasn't 100% there, so they had to like change things around. So we came in and started with that, really. Like, web development was like my kind of like starting grounds. But in a process, obviously, when you're in web development, you just naturally learn other kind of marketing avenues, and people are hiring you to build a website for marketing probably like 70% of time, and then On The Map Marketing was super involved with SEO, and that seemed like a very interesting topic for me. And just once we kind of got things stabilized for web development, then I was starting to get into more SEO, and fast forward 6 years, now we're just running and creating new products and building teams, scaling the company. So it's been an extremely exciting journey, and in a way, it's just starting.
No, that's so amazing. Well, because it sounds like you're always evolving and you're learning, right? And that's the key for anyone that's motivated to continue growing as a person, right?
Absolutely.
So did you ever, like when you were growing up, was business or entrepreneurship something that you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, heavily. And my dad was always a big kind of like involved in different businesses, also was involved some things in like politics, and like I was always very aspirational about it. And even when I was in kindergarten, it was like, what kind of job you're gonna have? I had put businessman.
Oh wow.
So that's funny. Yeah, but I don't think it's so much about business, it's more about creating. Yep. So you're creating, you're bringing people together, you're putting something into an existence that's valuable, that's reciprocal, you know, you're giving, you're receiving, and in the process, you're just making it bigger.
Yeah, I think the big thing as an entrepreneur or a business person is really you're filling a need, a gap, right, in the market, and there's a demand for it. Someone's willing to pay money for your services, right?
Yeah.
And if you're able to capture a market share, that's all that matters, right? Yeah. Like someone's willing to pay you, so you have something going on, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So that's amazing. And then your career, because let's go back a little bit. I know you said you were big into basketball. I'm a big basketball fan.
Yeah,
living in Toronto, where I'm a big Raptors fan. So, you know, you grew up playing, I'm sure, growing up, and then you got a scholarship in Hawaii. Like, why didn't you pursue that path versus continue your business journey?
Well, I would say mainly because the level I was playing at maybe didn't forecast like really like huge career. So I just
gotcha.
Had to make a decision and say, hey, the college is kind of my end point and I need to like look into different directions.
Yeah.
That's really it. Like if I wanted to fully pursue the professional kind of route, like I probably could have, because I was playing in Latvia and like Latvia is very well connected, you know, with other European countries, like a lot of very talented basketball players have come out of it, you know, hence Kristaps Porzingis, who plays for now Dallas Mavericks, amazing talent. There's several NBA players, and like, but again, I'm 6'4", they're like 7 feet shooting three-pointers, like,
yeah.
You know, you kind of have to be, you have to self-assess and say, hey, is this aspiration, or this is a realistic goal? And it wasn't a realistic goal. Like, you know, just the fact that I wasn't playing in Division I school either, you know.
Gotcha.
First, I did play 2 years in junior college, and the goal was to get into Division I school. But then that didn't fully happen. So I ended up here in Miami in St. Thomas University. So go Bobcats.
But I think the big thing is you've already been through the grind, right? Like the commitment of what it takes to be successful or whatever direction, right? Like in school and then training as an athlete, you know what it took, right? Like the grit, the determination, the practice, the skill set, right? Like that's why I love sports so much too, because for me, it's like very similar. Like you mentioned you started your career in sales as well, right? And without that skill set, and psychology is a lot sales, you would not be where you're at, I feel, because it's a very close synergy, I feel.
It's definitely, you're definitely onto something with that. And now I even reflect on it and I say, I probably didn't work as hard as I could have. And that could have been shortcomings in several of my, like, you know, basketball professional accolades. So I kind of told myself, I said, hey, like, that will never happen again. Like, when I'm a professional or, like, when I'm in this entrepreneurial mindset, like, I just need to keep pushing harder because, you know, it's as cliche as it is, like, hard work pays off. Like, it just does. Obviously, you can't be spinning wheels doing things that, not going to get you any results, but like targeted focus work and just sometimes just outworking everyone else, like it gets results. Like, you know, you think about marketing, like in the marketing, who wins? Well, who can spend the most? And you know, if I want to go out and market my agency or whatever my product is, like instead of giving out 20 flyers by a supermarket, I'm going to go and I'm going to give out 2,000. You know, like it's the most fundamental form of marketing, but you know, whoever can do it at a bigger scale is going to win.
No, it makes total sense. So let's go in terms of like doing your entrepreneurial business, right? Was there anyone that really, I know you mentioned family, but was there a mentor or someone that you looked up to, or was there stuff that you were doing to really try to learn as much as you can?
I would say like if you kind of go back those 10, 11 years, it was probably two people. It was mainly my dad who would give me his advice on how to do things because he was obviously successful and had gone through, you know, so much in his career. And then second was my business partner, Casper. So he was just constantly teaching me because like tech in general was like an area that I was clueless in. So him being a web developer that was constantly working on himself, he would just call me out like, Chris, this quote is just garbage. Like, what is this? Like, I've taught you already how to estimate programming. Like, why are you considering even this project? Like, we're going to lose money on it. Exactly. And those experiences were massively important because in technology, you need to have that little bit of tech fund understanding foundation. And like, that was a big important point. And I probably should have even learned more. Like, I wish I would have learned SEO back then because I probably would have ranked, we would have ranked so many sites. No. Yeah. But I mean, everything goes its own course, so I'm fine with it. And it makes sense why, you know, things happen the way they do. But that's, I think, them too. And just like constantly learning new things. Like, that's above all, building those type of habits.
That's amazing. So in terms of like challenges that you faced over the last couple of years or even when you started, like what have you learned or what did you have to overcome to get to where you're at today?
Challenges. Probably one would be organizational kind of systems. Mm-hmm. Like once you hit like there's this shift between like you can be hobby level, then you're like, okay, I'm making some money level. And then like, if you want to make real money, like to scale, like how can I scale something and make it repetitive? So it's not just like a very dramatic jump, like, oh, this month I made, you know, whatever, five digits. And then next month is like back to like nothing. Like that shift is scary, especially in like web development. And I imagine in any business in general, but being able to build that consistency and those repetitive processes that you can scale. Like that's, I'm constantly learning that even right now. Like, how do I do it at a bigger scale? How do I make it systematic? And then thinking about two avenues. One is your kind of internal processes and then external, which is mainly like marketing. Like being able to generate revenue, like that's the most important, crucial skill you can have. And when Casper's and I, we started the agency 10 years ago, like I was just bombarding all my connections, everyone I know. And again, in retrospect, and I learned that more when I joined On The Map, was like, that wasn't enough to get big enough deals because like my target was like, people I'm talking to are about my same age. Like they don't have money. Like we're all just out of college. They're not serious businesses. I mean, I would try to get him to connect and like say, hey, give me your dad's number or something like that, you know? But again, it wasn't scalable. Scalable would have been, here's a list of 100 businesses in Miami or wherever I am, boom, calling them, creating opportunities, emailing them, you know, like, not like you don't have to be a spammer, but create opportunities, connect. And like, then you look at it like, okay, did I hit my email or call quota? That's a systematic repetitive process. And I did not have that. So I was kind of just freestyling and that freestyle is, it can work, but it's not sustainable. And like building these sustainable processes is key to growing a business or, you know, honestly growing anything. It's like a habit. Like,
yeah, no, it's great to hear what you had to go through, right, to learn it. Because I was fortunate enough to work at a large company. I worked at Yellow Pages, and that's where I learned everything from SaaS model to how to determine which are hot opportunities or even worth my time even investing in, right?
Yeah,
and exactly. That whole learning of, you know, all the meetings and training and face-to-face and asking the right questions and training, it got me so far ahead so that it would kind of prevent me from making the same mistakes that I saw happen at a big company, right? So I love what you've gone through because you've learned it from just the habits, right? Like face-to-face doing it. And a lot of these people who fail or give up, they would just not pursue it, right? Like you're out there trying to figure things out and uncover opportunities and see what you've made mistakes. And that's the true evolution of an entrepreneur, where they're going to be successful because they have grit, they have determination, right? And passion. So that's awesome to hear. So I know some of the challenges. Were there any major mistakes that you've gone through or barriers that you had to overcome that, you know?
So major mistakes, I would say mainly were kind of like when you're shifting into working with bigger websites, I think there's a lot of technical things you can make mistakes with.
Yeah.
So like being able to implement necessary processes in our workflows. So like you wouldn't have like, oh, senior developers know how to do it. But then like you have juniors and they have no idea what is like SEO conscious web development, and then not having enough QA. Yeah. Like quality assurance, and like that led to some mistakes. But you know, those are experiences you learn from. As far as any other ones, I think it's mainly just like, I mean, we make mistakes all the time. It's mainly like, how do you get back from them, and what are the things you implement from it? But yeah, it's mistakes. I don't know. It's probably nothing really jumps to my mind besides the like quality assurance, like learning really like how to have enough quality assurance. Other mistake I could say is taking on bigger projects that you can handle. Like that's sometimes like, and it's not so much mistake because you still finish the project, but then the real cost like for yourself mentally and like how much time it took to execute it. Like those are main mistakes. And like thinking from personal development, like not wasting your time, like really, really evaluating, like, okay, if I'm going to work on this project, like what am I getting out of it? Like how is the company going to gain something out of it? What's my end goal with this? Like who is going to win from me doing this? And if there's no winners and I'm just excited about some kind of like project, like it's irrelevant. Like being able to really shift your focus in the right direction, because there's so many shiny things. It's ridiculous. Like, you will always find a new project to work on and just get distracted.
No, that makes total sense, man. I mean, as an entrepreneur, we make mistakes all the time. And the best thing is just overcome it, figure out and try to not do it as often so that you don't, you know, or put together some sort of guideline or SOP so that the process will not take on the same mistakes and drain you, right? In terms of like time or money or people, like challenges or whatnot. Exactly. So that's awesome. So in terms of like growing this or this position that you have with On the Map, right? Marketing, were you able to scale your team? Like, where do you see that company going?
We have huge goals. We actually recently started what's called EOS, Entrepreneur Operational System. We started 6 months ago. Shout out to Caesar. He's our EOS kind of direct like instructor. And it's been really interesting because like prior to that process, we would like have several departments and everyone had their own goals. But with this system, we've been able to bring all those ideas together and build like what they call like five-year vision plan. And our five-year vision is to be a digit agency. Like we really want to really grow ourselves, focusing in very specific segments in marketing and web development and SaaS as like software as a service areas. and just very focused work. Like, you know, that's our 5-year vision. So now what are we doing next 3 months? We actually had a meeting yesterday. We just planned out our next quarter. Well, we're not in a regular fiscal year quarter, so ours is like 1 month off, but we just planned out our next 3 months. And like, it was just all involved parties are like, you know, they're kind of managers of their department or groups of people they're overseeing or working with. I mean, I wouldn't say overseeing, like we're a very collaborative environment. There's no like dictatorship. It's like, oh no, you're going to do this. No, it's all like, you know, learning and skill set and working together and being focused. And in this 3-month plan, we just lined it all out very clearly. Each area where we need to work on, what is going to help us scale our production, what is going to scale us our marketing, you know, and just continuously making those efforts to reach that 5-year goal. You know, and our 5-year goal is really to be one of the leading tech companies. Like, I mean, I'm not talking about like maybe Google level, but like, you know, within our capacity, pushing it and growing it as far as we can.
That's amazing. So just to give the listeners some perspective, how big is your team currently? And when you started, how big was the team?
So when I joined On The Map, we were web development team was Casper's and another developer here in Miami.
Okay.
And then we hired another one. But now we're at, let's say, our web development team is located in Riga, Latvia, along with some of our tech SEO team. So the team in Latvia, which is kind of like the technical team, is, I want to say, nearly 20 people. Okay. And then on our end, which is the operational team here in Miami, we are kind of like the client-facing focus. So our account managers are here. Account managers, we're, let's say, around like close to 7. They're basically the client interfacing. But here's a fun fact about our account managers. We're very technical. Like people who hire us are shocked how technical our team is. Some of our account managers are amazing SEOs, but they're also client facing. So we add so much value for the projects people work with us on. And then same goes with like website project managers. But then besides the project account management team, then we have sales team. So our sales team actually is, you know, kudos to them. They built what On The Map kind of foundation was. Like 5 years ago when I came in, we had like almost like 30 people team. Like, and it was very heavily focused on outbound marketing, which worked amazing at that time. And now we have scaled back that and invested a lot in our own just inbound marketing, you know, hence our own rankings. Like, we focus a lot in attorney marketing. So like we rank for lawyer SEO, we work a lot with plumbers, we rank for those type of terms, you know, any combination for like a local or industry business, like we're there, like we're constantly working on those type of terms. But as far as the team size itself, I think here we are around like 20 people. So in Latvia, 15, 20, and here 15, 20. No, in Miami, you have a little more. And then we have a pretty big group of freelance content writers we work with. So like, but I wouldn't say they're part of our team, but they're more of a project-based team. Those are like 20 plus, so.
That's amazing.
There's a lot of moving pieces.
Exactly. As an agency, that's the part of, you know, challenges, but also you got to enjoy the whole process, right? There's so much going on, right? Collaboration is so hard when you start growing, right? So
yeah, the collaboration and processes, and that's where, like you mentioned something about SOPs, that was massively important for us because, you know, this is a year when we're really seeing like our growth like kick in. Like we've been working on our production, you know, like and SEO, things like link building, content writing, like so important. And if you can't scale that, you really can't take on more projects, like, because you will just not produce the results. And we've been able to scale it. And like the results we're seeing for our clients, for ourselves, it's like taking to the next gear, and it's amazing. Like that's so rewarding to see those results. And, you know, especially for our clients, because that's all we care about. Like, we need to produce for our clients, because if they don't have ROI, there's our product sucks. You know, obviously in SEO, the ROI doesn't come from day one, but like seeing that journey, being able to engage them in the journey, educate them during that journey. And then when they see those compounding effects of SEO and just letting us know like, hey, yeah, you guys are right. Thank you. I trusted you. And like their phone's blowing up. We're doing these Friday SEO classes. And one of these, during these classes, we had Craig Campbell join us. Sure, you know, and he said something interesting. When he started his career, he helped a dentist in UK. The dentist started with one location, and through SEO, he opened up like five other locations, and just, you know, like SEO literally built his business to a level where he became like multimillionaire. Like, it's just amazing to observe that.
Yeah, I think people still don't understand the value that we bring to the table in a lot of companies, right? And that's the challenge, education aspect piece. But people who do take advantage of it are, well, there's a lot of bad companies as well, right? So they tarnish the industry. But when you partner with good companies and you understand what they're truly bringing to the table, you can really scale and grow your company for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
So advice. So I know a lot of the listeners might be just starting off as a new entrepreneur, right? Like when you started 10, 11 years ago, what would you give in terms of like some advice to someone that just starting off?
Don't freestyle. Have a process driven plan, and you know, it's probably going to go to marketing. Like I, you know, you're going to come up with a product. So now you have a product. I don't know what it is, like whatever you sell, you'll have the product, like, and have a decent product, but just be able to sell it from, you know, marketing perspective, but not just like here and there, you know, don't sell just to John. Like you have to sell it to hundreds of people and thinking about, okay, so if I sold it to 100 people, and that's also very known like approach, like if you can sell it to 100 people, you're gonna be able to sell it to 10,000. So just building a repetitive process, even if it means like, and again, like people overthink things, like take it to most simple form of marketing and just continuously do it every single day. Like go to local library, print out 50 flyers a day, just on black and white A4 paper, like buy my product, whatever it is, $49.99, and put it in every coffee shop possible. Just do it, and do it on a weekly basis, and make sure that continues happening. Like, I don't know, it's that, those type of things is what makes a difference, and like, that's what you need to like really hone in and focus on. Like,
I think
systematic growth.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the nail. A lot of these entrepreneurs think they are entrepreneurs, but they don't really put in the time and effort and really thought through of how to really position themselves and what is the message across, right? Like as much as, you know, you do something, you want to continue doing it. It's a habit. And and also you want to do more of that if it's working, right? So you figure out pivot, change up, if it's pricing, if it's the message or the media or content, like you got to keep playing around until you have a good piece where then you can try to scale, right?
100%. And it's all about that scalable process. Like it always comes down to that.
But yeah, but a lot of people don't think that far, right? So they think of that product.
I didn't either. I was
right. Just
calling everyone I knew, but didn't think about changing that perspective and saying, hey, I actually need to call people I don't know, because there's such a bigger pool of that and I can do it at such a higher scale. So exactly. Let me focus on that.
Exactly. Yeah, so, like people that are already spending money or people that are doing other forms of media already, like convert them, right? Or trigger them with a pain point and cost analysis or benefit with your agency.
The other point I think to it, like once you say, okay, like this is my product and I think this would be a direction to go in to build it, like immerse yourself in some kind of like marketing skill or whatever that one channel is going to be, whether it's SEO or it's PPC or I don't know, guest blogging or whatever it is, like read so much about it that you're you've read every article possible. And not everyone has that motivation, but if you want to build something of your own, it's incredibly hard. And, you know, there's people like us that are just doing that already, and they've been doing it for 5 years. So you're starting off already in disadvantage. So, like, being able to catch up, that's the factor.
Yeah. And positioning yourself as an expert, right? So if you want to get into business, you better know enough to sell a product that someone will pay you to save them time, or because they feel like you are an expert, right? Like, you got to know what you're talking about, or else.
That's a key.
So in terms of, like, technology, I know you're in the dev world, right? Like, what have you seen in the last couple of years? Because obviously different softwares, different coding, different technology has really advanced in the last 10 years, not only like last 3 years, right? Like,
so interesting question. I don't know if you're expecting this answer, but I'm going to say Shopify. So our agency is getting heavily in Shopify, and that's mainly spearheaded by Caspers, who I started the company with 11 years ago. They are doing some incredible things. Like, I believe they're second largest online payment processor after Amazon. They're not slowing down. They're partnering now with Facebook. They're partnering with a lot of big companies. Their ability to build an e-commerce site is, there's zero learning curve. And, you know, advice to, like, entrepreneurs, people who are trying to get something started, like, my mom, she's a painter, and she actually built her own website in Shopify. She never told me anything that she's doing it. And she built an amazing e-commerce website on her own to sell her paintings. Like, how interesting is that, right? Like, just connecting those dots, and there's so much information how you can, like, optimize your website. How can you market it? Even with, like, small budgets,
yep.
You know, you can plug in Google Ads through their app system. Google starts serving your own ads. Even now during the COVID period, I believe they were even giving out some free credits. Like, there's so much stuff. So, like, if you want to get into something and, like, really explore potential opportunities, I think Shopify is way to go. And I mean, it costs a little bit, but I think you have to anticipate low investment anyways.
Well, the barriers to entry for starting a business today is so minimal. Right? Like, you don't need a storefront. You can just have product or service and amplify it online, and it's real time, right? It's not like traditionally it was like you got to print out a flyer, go out, sell it, you know, and it took so long to actually see the rewards, right? Like, now you put a website up within 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
Then you boost it with some ads, and then you start gaining some traction, right? And see if it works or not. So, I understand gig economy. Shopify is amazing, and it's a great opportunity for a lot of people doing side hustles or see if it's fit for them, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I totally agree. There's so much opportunity, and a lot of people don't understand that if you can't do it today, I don't know if you will ever be able to, right? Like, there's so many tools at your disposal, right?
Yeah, and if the entrepreneur route is kind of like a lot of, like, barrier based, like, find an interesting job. Like, there's also a lot of job opportunities. You probably will need to build some kind of skill set for it, like, but that's you know, that's a game changer too. And then go back to it, you know, without whichever aspirations and ideas you have.
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of, like, when you first started, did you go and do a lot of, like, networking, or how did you go about getting your first few clients? Like, what drove you to, you know what I mean, right? Like, a lot of entrepreneurs just don't get it, right?
Yeah, networking was an aspect where I was trying to, like, if I would talk to some friend I know, I would ask them, oh, do you know anyone that needs a website? Kind of like through those type of routes. Talking to my neighbors, I've sold websites to some of my neighbors that became great friends, like, just working together, like, just creating connection, but not like, I need you and I'm gonna, like, shove my product down your throat. No, more like exploring and educating people on what you do, and then creating interest through that, but not through like, hey, you need to buy from me, because that turns people off. They're not, you know, no one likes to be sold. Like, that's not a, you know, type of interaction you anticipate.
Yeah, for sure. So what drives you today? Like, what is your pure motivation? Because obviously you had your company, you still have your company, and now you're working at a larger company. Like, what really drives you as a motivational factor?
Just creating something special, like the group of people we have, the product we have, like, it's really special. And like, just 10, you know, I'm going to use the cliche 10X, but like, really just, you know, like, meaningful relationships and meaningful work, something Ray Dalio, you know, one of his principles. Yeah. And I really lived that. I love that idea. Like, you know, the people that we work together, like, we're not just coworkers, like, we're great friends also out of work. And like, that is special to me. And I want to cultivate this kind of like positive thinking energy. And like, great way to do it is by building this platform that's on the map marketing, and we're just scaling it and installing this into everyone else. And
oh, that's amazing.
Know, we'll see where that takes us 5 years from now, but we'll be interested. No,
that's awesome. And then in terms of like, aside from business, what are some of the other things that are really important to your life? Like, are there other pillars currently that encompass your life?
Oh, totally. My family. I'm married. I have 3 kids, and you know, it's kind of all just blends together. Like, my oldest daughter, she's 10. She's in gymnastics. She just started Coding Ninjas, which is like a programming course for young ones, and like, she loves it. She loves coming also to office, obviously pre-COVID. And you know, just seeing like that things we're doing can inspire, you know, a 10-year-old, like, that's really awesome. So that makes me think that things we're doing are the right ones, and just, you know, continuously creating such special like experiences, and like, just, you know, pure good people like that work hard and create something that matters.
No, that's awesome to hear, man. And I think, you know, if you are in business and if you don't have other bigger aspirations and goals, it's very difficult for you to, you know, see what is potentially like. Family is obviously very important. Community is huge as well. Like, setting yourself up for the future, right? Mm-hmm. And all these things are great to hear, because as a business owner myself, I mean, very similar, right? Like, our mindsets are very similar. We want to help and give as much as possible. That's why we have this podcast, right? To inspire others to take on that risk, right? To see what is the opportunity. Because again, if you're sitting around doing nothing, you're not going to get much from it, right? Mm-hmm. If you continually try to work, earn, learn, educate yourself, there's so much content out there, right? And people are giving out the free information out there. If you're willing to go out and seek that, there's more opportunity for those people.
Especially now during COVID, there's so many free courses, and you can even
webinars,
get credits. Like, I think Google had some credits, and Shopify was giving sites, you can use their system for free for several months. So
yeah,
definitely tons of free resources.
Yeah, and like, not just grants, right? Like, don't just think about government paying you. Like, you got to go out and seek stuff out and do stuff, right? And those are the people that will achieve greatness versus people that are just waiting for things to happen, right? It might be a luck, but I say it's hard work that actually makes us different as an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Chris. I do want to, I really appreciate your time. So how can some of the listeners get a hold of you or take a look at your business?
Yeah, totally. I'd say the best way would be just go to onthemapmarketing.com. We have tons of information there. Awesome blog. We talk about different aspects of SEO. And then from personal point of view, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm fairly active. That's where we connected. So just look up my name. Happy to chat, send me a message. And then, yeah, that's probably primary 2 channels to check out.
That's awesome. And do you make it back to Latvia often? Is that where your parents are?
Well, yeah, my parents are in Latvia. Last summer I did. Actually brought a couple of colleagues of mine several times to Latvia too. They loved it.
Oh, man. Nice.
Yeah, I do all the time. I try to go like at least twice a year. So. I mean, now, unfortunately, not this summer, but maybe this Christmas, we'll see.
That's amazing. Well, thanks a lot, Chris. I really enjoyed our podcast. And reach out to Chris, check out his website. And, you know, thanks a lot for listening to Local SEO Today.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you for listening to our latest podcast. Please subscribe to Local SEO Today and tune in to our next episode.